He was central to the Snowden reports, the first openly gay man elected city councillor in Rio, and later deputy congressman. His biography, passion, and strength inspired many. Greenwald said, sharing photos of Miranda with friends and family and on the job as a lawmaker and activist. Miranda was hospitalized in August with abdominal pain and never recovered. According to Greenwald, who wrote regular updates on the congressman's health, Miranda suffered from a severe and pervasive infection that jeopardized his organ functions. In November, Greenwald wrote that Miranda's status changes radically from one day to the next, making it difficult to share regular updates on the condition. David had been living with various abdominal pains and digestive problems for weeks before being admitted to the hospital, but attributed them to the stress of Brasilia and the impending election campaign, Greenwald wrote at the time. He continued. When he arrived in the emergency room, several organs in his gastrointestinal system were severely inflamed and infected. This inflammation and infection entered his bloodstream, sepsis, and then spread and began to compromise and cause failures in one organ after another: his pancreas, kidneys, liver, and, finally, his lungs. I know it is difficult for some people to understand how someone so young, strong, and healthy can end up spending so much time in the ICU. Unfortunately, this is more common than we think. Certainly more common than I imagined before this nightmare befell our family. Serious infections and inflammations that spread through the blood and that end up compromising multiple organs are among the most serious and dangerous states that someone can suffer. In an interview with the Brazilian outlet UOL that same month, Greenwald described the situation as emotional torture for himself and his children, noting that, given Miranda's status as a politician, the family was also fielding death threats and required heavy security to visit the hospital. The thing that scared us the most was when we received a very detailed email about our children. Full names, school, our address, the journalist told you all. A lot of private data full of threats. So it was impossible to be without security. Shortly before that interview, in September, Miranda's family withdrew his candidacy for re-election in the congressional race. Prior to his political career, Miranda was involved in helping Greenwald's investigative journalism. He was detained briefly in London while reportedly carrying sensitive leaked documents in 2013, transporting them from fellow journalist Laura Poitras to Greenwald. The apprehension became one of several scandals surrounding the Snowden revelations of pervasive U.S. government spying on its own people without due process. A year later, the British government ruled the detention legal, to which Miranda replied defiantly, "I'm of course not happy that a court has formally said that I was a legitimate terrorism suspect, but the days of the British Empire are long over, and this ruling will have no effect outside of the borders of this country." Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.